No.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. President.
Well, I just been checking everything. I think there's nothing much of a problem except our good friends, the IT&T. But I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's my God. I mean, the point is, I mean, I saw the Baltimore Sun, Codrey.
Codrey's taken.
The worst scandal in 100 years. For Christ's sakes, who is Codrey? He must be crazy.
Well, yeah, that's a very extreme statement. He's written some very bad stuff on us before, right?
Has he? Well, the whole point is that this doesn't have anything to do with Kleindienst or Mitchell.
Oh, hell no.
Banality. It has nothing to do with her political contribution. It has to do with something that has to do with the goddamn convention, which we didn't care beans about.
Well, more
in fact, my preference was Chicago.
Well, not only that, but what it is underwriting the commitment of the city. We couldn't care less. It's a Bob Wilson production. The whole thing is a phony. The unhappy part of it, Mr. President, just looking at it realistically, is
handles badly. I know.
Well, it was the kind of thing you couldn't get a hold of. I worked night and day with Mitchell starting Thursday when we got wind of what was happening. Oh, no, he told everything. Oh, hell. That he knew, but it was just that hell of a lot of different players in the act.
Yeah.
ITT people, they write internal memos, and those start floating out.
Forget it. It'll pass.
Sure.
I remember Henry a month ago was worried about the Anderson papers. I said, forget it. I said, within a month, they'll forget it. Who the hell remembers the Anderson papers in India and Pakistan?
Well, we may counterattack on this one. I learned something this afternoon that it looks like the memo was asked for by Jack Anderson, and if we can ever establish that.
The woman, of course, is a total bitch.
Oh,
I've known her.
Yeah.
Known her of her for years. I never met her, but except once or twice socially. But
I imagine she's been at every Republican fundraiser.
Yeah, that's
party.
Right. That's what I met. That's the only time I've ever met her.
It's a real hanger-on.
But a great...
A loyal gal
who just, she did what every lobbyist does.
Right.
She saw John Mitchell for 2 minutes and said, I had lunch with him.
Mm-hmm. Don't let her be. And she had some internal problems at IT&T, and she also had some psychiatric problems of her own. It'll pass. The thing we've got to do is knock it down because, you know, it's been interesting over the last... Since you returned from China, there hasn't been a single point of attack for either the Democrats or the media. They just...
So they're seizing on them.
So all of a sudden...
Gained by the Washington Post.
Sure.
And NBC.
That's right. And we so block them out of any issues for...
Well, they got to be on something, so that's that.
So we'll let them have this one, and then we'll turn it around to our advantage.
I read Harris's memo. I thought that was very interesting.
Well,
That he saw it in terms of the personal thing, which is, you see, whatever happens, because we're going to have some arguments with the Chinese, you know. They're going to disagree with us about Taiwan and about Vietnam and the rest. But that isn't the point. The main point is that we ever got through personal image. People, you know, Khrushchev could bang his shoe on the table and nobody blamed Eisenhower.
That's right. No, I think that's coming through, Mr.
Is that what you think Harris is saying?
That's what Harris is saying, and that's what I get as the lasting impact of the trip. I think still people talk about the way you handled yourself, and you still hear from people that Democrats were converted by it. And of course, you look at what happened at the Becker poll this weekend. Public approval of the way you handled the trip in China, 72% of New Hampshire approved, which is a phenomenally high percentage. And obviously, our standing up there increased during the period you were there, and the weekend you came back. So it has had a hell of
Tell me this, on the economic front, the market did well today, I noticed.
Well, it's going like gangbusters, Mr. President.
Now, what was the all-time?
970-something, wasn't it, or 980?
Was it up to 970?
I think so,
right,
Mr. President.
68?
Late 68, I believe.
Well,
this is the second
time. We want to get beyond that.
But we're over 950 today.
That's higher. That's the highest since 71.
That's the highest since that little peak up. It was 951. We're within a tenth of a point of where it was in that last surge, 71. Right.
I want to make that New York Times guy. 935 saying this is far below what it was at their peak.
That's right. Got it. Well, I tell you, it's an interesting thing. I talked to the First National Bank of Boston today, and there is no more conservative financial institution.
Well,
in
I know that.
They said there's a real boom psychology setting in. It's a people's market.
Is it?
Public
great.
Market.
Great.
That all the economic figures out of Washington are now really encouraging them. And they see a sustained rise. They see it going over 1,000%. Bill Donaldson in New York, I talked to him. He said this is a sustained push.
Well, this $21 million today was not institutions, John.
No, it's public, and that's the point. That Donaldson said that the institutions are still not liquid, and because they haven't had a flow of
people in
fresh capital.
Right.
But it's little people coming in. At $20 million has been the volume every day, and it's.
The stockbrokers must be happy. Have you talked to Regan?
I haven't talked to Don. No.
Give him a call tomorrow.
I'll call him tomorrow. He's a damn good barometer.
How do you analyze?
Okay. Yes, I'll do it. He's a good one, but
because he must be doing well.
Oh hell, I'm sure they're all
the biggest brokers.
They're all raking
money by the day. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's right. They can't help but make money. But it's interesting, Mr. President, that the little people are coming back in, and of course the figures. You probably haven't seen Herb Stein's new figures on plant and equipment.
Yeah, I read them today.
It's damn bullish. I mean, he really
even
is.
He said it was bullish.
Oh, yeah. Got manufacturer's orders up 6%, the durable goods 9%.
He pointed that up, and the
plant and equipment.
Leading indicators, three positive factors, which I would never see this crack in, but you get it from Stein. Stein plays it negative, too, but it is positive. He doesn't seem afraid to say so.
Well, last Thursday morning at the 8:15 meeting, Herb said, my God, he said, it's all coming at once. He said, I just wrote a memo for the president saying that I didn't think we were going to make our goals for the year.
I just read that today, too.
Yeah, and he said, I think I maybe wrote it too soon. He said, the manufacturer's shipments, the plant and equipment survey.
The real thing is, what the hell is wrong with retail sales?
I don't think our figures are correct, Mr. President.
What is sending it?
Oh, yes. God, he's coming down here tomorrow to talk to the Cost of Living Council. I'll
tell you what. Bring him in, let me meet him.
All right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
He'd love it. I've put him on the list for the Turkish state dinner, if you want, but if...
That's my old habit. State dinner is fine. Just have him come in and say hello.
All right.
I'd like to meet him.
I don't know whether Conley talked to you about him. Conley was fascinated with the boy.
Yeah, I know. But I'd just like to meet him. So work it in sometime here.
All right.
I'll just say hello.
Good. That's excellent.
Well, what's he say?
Oh, he said it's just going up. Of course, he told me 2 weeks ago. He said if you were trading, he said now's the time to trade in the market. It's going to start up. And
does he have any reaction to China?
He's doing a political poll, and I.
That.
Yes, he asked the questions about public recognition and what they think of it.